Welcome back to the Podcast That Rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan. Happy Dodcast Pay, boys.
Thank you so much, everyone in the chat, for the Dodcast Pay things. It's saying, we got to think of a name for our chat room, like the people in chat, and I don't know what it would be.
The gatekeepers?
No, we don't want to associate that. Goodness. Woof. Chatters? No, that's too generic. We'll think of something.
Yeah. Oddcast. I don't know. We could just call them Dodcasters.
The Dodcasters.
I don't know.
Chat, if you have a name that you want to give yourselves, like an actual name, not just chat, let us know. If it's good, we'll use it as that. For the love of God, don't make it weird or gross. The bar is low. I just said that to my podcast hosts offline, but please don't make it odd or gross. So we get 50 likes. We'll hit Festival Rock or Flop. Please hit the like button. That's where we book random festivals. Last week's Festival Rock or Flop was kind of a nightmare. They were pretty crap. So we're going to try to make up for it this week. So Rocked to Tears. Oh, no.
Rocketeers. Are we the three Rocketeers?
No.
Rocketeers.
It sounds like we're cold and our teeth
actually,
are chittering.
Actually, there were four Musketeers.
Rocketeers. So.
Yeah, it sounds like you're having a stroke like I say it.
Yeah, let's move on from that. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and the live chat as well. Very much appreciated. Hope you all are having a peaceful night. And finally, before we get going, please share the link, share streams, tell your friends, and leave reviews on Apple, Spotify, Google. We had a couple more pop in. That helps a ton on the podcast platform. So other than that, let's talk about Disturbed. Oh, if only it was good news. If only it was good news. I'm going to share my screen with my friends here. Wah-bam. Let me know when you guys can see it. You should see half of one Damon Drayman's head. If you're
photo of
that's
him.
That's the photo he posted of himself, so I don't feel bad. Okay.
He looks like he's high.
Might be. So, first off,
oh God,
this is the Nightmare Site Twitter. That's where he posted this, but I think he posted on Instagram as well. I don't go on Twitter much anymore, thankfully. But that being said, he posted something after their big fatty, the Sickest 25 anniversary tour in Europe. It did well for the most part. Thanks so much, everyone, that made the Sickness 25 a tour to truly remember, crew, management, agent, promoters, and especially my brothers in Disturbed. Not sure when we'll be headed back out. We all need a nice long break. Hope to see you when we do. Rock horns. That seems peaceful enough, right? That seems fine enough, safe, not too bad. Well, a lot of people started speculating after some of the drama, and I'll get to our talking points in a second. He made a follow-up after some people were questioning why. The Simpsons joke, why stop now? Why not stop 5 years ago? That type of thing. So, his follow-up, he did this today. For the record, re-Disturbed, and he talks about that like his own band. We're taking a break because we're tired, period. Any spin by the media is just that. Spin. We're all doing great and on great terms. Closer than ever, actually. Number three, the European tour was the biggest of our career. We play at the packed arenas every night. Let's do it again sometime. D. I read that word for word, and he signed his name D. Well, now I'm starting to think maybe things aren't as great behind the scenes as I thought they would be. So, we've covered a lot of Disturbed shenanigans this year. A lot, from bomb signings to banner burnings to getting banned and shows canceled in countries in Europe on this tour to getting booed for thinking he was being Jewish, but just because it's Disturbed at Back to the Beginning, a celebration festival, too many other outlandish statements online. Disturbed's in a unique spot. I saw Disturbed last in 2024. 2023 or 2024, I don't remember which one. It was the tour with Breaking Benjamin. I don't know what I would say to Disturbed fans, and I am not ragging on Disturbed fans. Do not take that in any way. You like Disturbed? Doesn't bother me. This is more, what do they do now? So first I'll turn the time over to my co-hosts because we're all on the same page now after hearing this. In my mind, this is not airing out dirty laundry, but it is adding more fuel to the questions of, hey, maybe more things are going on than we think.
Well, it's definitely because I think I speak for everyone here when I say this has got to be one of, if not the worst year for the band, just like from a PR standpoint. I mean, like between the burning the banners of like their home team, the signing of the bomb, and then just like everything where it's just like, oh yeah, we gotta like come together and we gotta like, you know, we gotta be peaceful about everything, even though that is probably the most tone deaf thing you could have done, really. And just also just kind of like this like sort of like obnoxious attitude towards that whole situation too. It cannot be helping anyone's case. I even remember like a few weeks ago during like one of the last shows of the European tour, he did like this thing where he's like a prisoner in an electric chair and he's flipping off the audience and it's like they kill him or whatever. And I think that's supposed to be like him getting canceled. Like he doesn't care. But I mean, like, do you know what I'm talking about? Did you see that?
I get it now. I did not see it. Alex, did you see that?
I kind of recall something that sounds.
I forget what show I saw. It was like the only footage I saw was like people at the show. And it's just like, it's so cringe. He's like in an orange jumpsuit. It's just like, really, really, this has not been a good year for Dave and the rest of Disturbed too. And really, to be honest, I might sound mean here. I don't really feel like he has anyone to blame but himself. He has just not really been doing anything to just like quell any sort of like pushback.
One Alex Gray, yeah. Any thoughts on the Disturbed shenanigans? Because you've been probably following and listening as long as I have as well, like with Rowan too.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on the year of the 25th anniversary of the sickness became the actual sickness?
I think the timing is absolutely kismet. It's wild because they're celebrating this massive album, you know, in the sickness, which is probably their most mainstream success. And, you know, they're celebrating this huge anniversary. They're on this massive tour and it should have been like the best year ever for them.
Yes.
In theory, like everything was pointing to this could have been the largest, best year for Disturbed. But then we keep hearing and seeing all of these crazy things like, you know, the IDF shell and the Bulls banners. It's just like a snowball effect that keeps going. And then the Aussie and then the booing and then the not shutting the hell up when you're talking about these things. And I don't know. I don't know if there's like internal drama within the band. I wouldn't be surprised if there might be some, because I mean, when you have all of this going on, we've talked about this before, where it's this mouthpiece for the band.
Yes.
How does that make the rest of the band feel? You have to imagine that there is a little bit of friction there. And he continues to just accuse like the mainstream media of targeting him, and he's the victim, and this is not actually what's going on. And he keeps saying, you know, it's not me, it's the media. The media is spinning it this way, and you know, me and my bandmates are totally fine. But then he keeps doing it and talking all of these things and playing the victim when he's just flat out saying polarizing stuff over and over and over. I feel like there's got to be at least a little bit of friction somewhere, somehow.
It's a good point you brought up, and I think we can all agree. So desperate to hear the other band members' thoughts on this mess.
Absolutely.
Because you know they have them and they are like walking along the firing range. Well, I can't even use that analogy because he has walked along the firing range and signed military. Okay. they are walking along with David Draymond while he's getting tomatoes thrown at him and for all these things, and he's doubling down, tripling down. They're staying silent. They just want to play. And again, arena shows, the big arenas through several continents, yet every day they're not waking up to fans. They're waking up to, oh, what did David say now on Twitter? What article, what other celebrity is he trying to call out for disagreeing with him? Is it going to be Billy Joe, or is it going to be, there was an actor that did it recently and the actor called him out for the Bond signing too.
I don't think
you've got John Cusack coming at you.
That's
like
it,
what?
John Cusack. Yes.
I don't think we can really crap on the rest of the band, really. It just feels like they're trying to tough it out, and David is just making that progressively more impossible, really. Yeah. And like, again, it's just like it's baffling to me that David is the one person who doesn't seem to realize what the issue is.
Correct. And like he refused
to Luke
Go ahead, go ahead.
To Luke's point again, I really want to know how these guys feel. Well, you know, like, what does Mike think about this? What does Don, what are these guys saying?
I mean, because they've seen it all with him. You know, this is one of those rare bands that really has kept the lineup for a long, long time. And they have to, they're aware of everything. Their name's getting dragged in the mud, not for the music stuff anymore. It's all for this. And I'll say what I said while we started this topic. This is 100% not on the fans. If you're a Disturbed fan, this must have been a weird year for you, having to keep defending Disturbed.
Yeah. And that's the thing that sucks the most, is it's not about the music. If, like, all of a sudden this 25 years of the Sickness tour just was awful and they sounded horrible, then it would be a completely different story. But I mean, they've packed shows, they've had strong performances. It has nothing to do with the music, which kind of sucks, because as a fan, you want to, I want to hear something. I want to hear people talking about how amazing this show at this stadium. Well, you know, it's just not the positive stuff you want to hear or experience as a fan.
It's such a tough situation. I mean, like, not even just Disturbed. We get that all the time. We all have those bands where it's like someone is just like a very problematic person, and you openly say, like, I don't agree with who they are as a person, but you still love the music. And that's just where the impasse is.
Yeah.
And it's such a tough situation.
And wasn't this also the arena tour that featured 3 Days Grace reunion tour with the 3 Days Grace 2X?
I don't think so, because I know 3 Days Grace was with Breaking Benjamin.
Breaking Benjamin also. Okay. I just know
Seven Dust.
I just know Disturbed was touring with many other bands as well. And this headline tour, because I know they played like the NHL arenas here, they played the big ones in Europe. On paper, like coming out of 2024. Pre-bomb signing, they had everything in line to make this perfect. The re-release of the vinyl, making money. I mean, let's not say it, like, they're not playing to no one, but getting shows canceled because of what David's saying and, like, riling people up online. And that is kind of what it is too. We're not making political statements here either. We're just saying David Draymond really is riling people up to doubling down on his odd stances, bomb signing in or out of the conversation. Three different nations, like governments in Europe, said that you're not having a show here. We're not risking that. We're not risking something happening here. That is nuts. Do you realize how open they are to the most wild metal shows ever in Europe? Ever? And they say no to Disturbed? What are you doing?
Yeah. Ugh. I seriously would love to talk to the rest of the band. Like, how do you feel about this? I wonder if they would even speak out.
I know, like
you know they would, because as soon as they will, it would be a PR nightmare.
Do you know what a skip level meeting is? This is a corporate thing. They had this at the hospital in Florida I worked at. Skip level meeting is where you have a meeting with the higher up directors and your bosses are not invited. So that way you can get your thoughts out without fear of saying something in front of your direct boss. Same idea. We need to get those other three, take them to lunch and go, hey, we're not recording anything. Just how are you doing, guys? Really, be honest. Eat your sandwich. Just tell us how you're doing. You know,
Bill's on me. Order whatever you want. Yeah,
fine. Just
blink twice.
we love our David. I just like programmed.
Yeah, we love our David. There's like a red dot. On, like, their forehead.
Yeah, they're like from the bushes. Can't wait for a tour again. Ha ha ha! Just super robotic. Tears.
David's got like the
eyes.
Two best hitmen west of the Mississippi.
Again, not saying anything about the music, and that's what sucks too. My lovely wife, when she's not making jokes in the chat, made up a great point. The lyrics are so strong and poignant about anti-war, but he's riling people up on this, so I get the confused meaning too. Again, not saying anything about the music quality, not saying anything about his fans. It's just, it's rough. It's really rough. I don't know what I would say to a diehard Disturbed fan going, that we need to have a skip level meeting for the Disturbed fans. They got to be feeling it. They have to.
Are you okay? Blink twice.
Yeah, really? Did you have to sign an NDA to get tickets to this concert? No.
Oh, God.
I didn't know about the electric chair thing, so that's news to me, but I can perfectly envision it with all the pyro spires going on behind him. So it's like, I'm a victim for speaking the truth. Oh, you know, that type of thing.
Oh, yep. God. Yeah. That's basically what we've seen. It's so cringe. It's so cringe. Even if he wasn't, you know, even if he wasn't in all the hot water, I just think that type of thing is so cringe, just in general.
You remember, this is going back a bit. You remember in 2015, the comeback album, that was the one that had Immortalized. realized. That was like, mm-hmm. oh crap, Disturbed's back and it's great. That was the time I thought Disturbed make a big jump and like they're going to be here for a while. Then the music started shifting a little bit. And now 10 years later, Disturbed's David Draiman making a For the Record post that's on screen right now, like for the people that are listening, saying re-Disturbed. Like, you don't need to subject it out like it's a business email, but any spin by the media is just that spin. We want to know. It's not spin. What? We want to know what's going on.
Yeah. No, that's like, again, this is the biggest issue with him. He just views anyone talking about him as just like, oh, you're just hating on me because I'm Jewish or because of some other reason. It's like,
that was a big cross line. Yeah.
It's so disgusting that he is using, like, he's just threatening people with like being anti-Semitic just to be like, oh, that's why you don't like me. That's why you're talking crap about me. It's like, no, dude. Yeah.
That re-Disturbed thing. Mm-hmm. Cracks me up because it's like, oh, thank you for clarifying. We thought this was about you starting up another dating profile. We needed the clarification.
This is absolutely.
He's like CC'd everyone of his followers.
And signing it like hyphen D. This is a passive aggressive email that he sent to someone and they posted it on his Instagram. That is exactly what it is.
It's like your crappy manager sending you an email on Monday morning when you get to your desk.
Nothing says rock and roll like a CC email with re-Disturbed.
Yeah.
Well,
was he trying to be clever? Was he trying to be funny? Who knows?
He's probably
he failed at that if he was trying to.
This is probably him frustrated and fed up. And okay, that's fine too. You have a right to be frustrated and fed up, especially with the year you've had. But maybe a minute of awareness and just that self-awareness. Okay, let me see if I can at least focus more on the music. I'm very passionate about what's going on in the Middle East and with Israel and everything. That's fine. I'm just saying I have to be careful who I'm going after and what I'm talking about and my actions in that area, because it is 100% reflecting the band now.
Yeah.
If shows are getting canceled and everything, it is 100% affecting the band. Rowan disappeared. Oh, you're fine.
My thing disconnected. Give me a sec.
Oh, you're good. Take your time. As long as you can hear us.
Yeah, you can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any like ideas? Like if they're gonna take a long break because they're tired, fine. They can do that. That's totally fine. They've done that before. No problem. If they come back, and I'm sure they will. I do not think this is the end of Disturbed. I don't know what they go from here. Did they just hope that 2025 was just like a rough nightmare and they're like back and they'll come back in like 2 years and say like, hey, we're back and revitalized. Here's a new album. And what do you mean 2025? So,
I have a bad feeling
they're going to double down again.
Well, here's the thing. It's just not only the fact that they double down, but they act like they have there's no room to criticize them. That's the biggest issue I think everyone has with them. It's just like, if you were just like, I messed up, or I understand why you're angry at me, if you just show some self-awareness, I feel like you would, like, so many more people would be more forgiving. But he's not. And that's why everyone is just getting frustrated with him. And you know what? I think his frustration from this like post kind of shows that like there is some layer of truth where it's like, I think it's starting to get to him a little bit. Just like everyone's just been dogging on him this entire year.
Okay. Not the best analogy, but just in work ethic, like outside of music, say a podcast. If I, Luke, started really going to town on wild accusations and like war crimes and things like that, and then doubling down, but then also said, can't wait to see you on Wednesdays with Alex and Rowan. Would you two be okay with that?
I would question things. I would question things. Yeah. I mean, like, are you sure this is a good idea? I mean, like, I don't want...
Okay. And then 6 months later go by and it just keeps snowballing into an avalanche. Alex and Rowan have my back on everything I say. Right, guys? You know?
You just keep flipping. Like, look here. It's like you go crazy during the rest of the week, but then like during the podcast, you're normal.
Yeah, just Wednesday night. Yeah. It's just nothing. Ugh.
You just become lucid.
Look here, Luke. We need to have a talk. You know,
a talk about my feelings? Absolutely. Yeah.
We care about you. That's why we're coming together in this moment. Okay? Awesome. We need to have a talk.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear. Me.
I would definitely call you out. And then I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah.
And again, I've been nice long enough.
Yes. Okay. So I don't know how the other three band members feel, because they have kept quiet. I'd love, what if they had a mini intervention, just a band only intervention, and they sit down and go, let's not write lyrics right now. Let's talk about something else. Let's have a little go around, huh? How's that? Maybe that's what's needed. I don't know. Maybe that's already happened. That's very possible.
Yeah. Nobody's talking about it, so we don't know.
And that sucks. And they keep quiet. So it's like, yeah, go home, rest. You've earned it. Holidays are coming up. Rest. You know, next year you'll be okay if you're not working the festival circuit. That's okay. But there are some questions that are going to get answered. And there's a lot of permanent evidence on the internet of shenanigans, bombs, burnt banners, wild tweets, and other stuff. It doesn't sound like I'm talking about a band, does it?
It almost feels like a Spinal Tap like documentary. Mm-hmm. This whole year for Disturbed, it's like a Spinal Tap like movie, where it's like, again, you know, like the burning of the banners, the execution stage thing, whatever. It's like
it's like a Spinal Tap documentary, except no funny. Nothing's funny.
Yeah,
it's all just sad.
You could make a gag out of like the burning of the Chicago Bull banners, yes, where it's like, we're happy to be back home. Oh my God.
Any other thoughts before we move on? Because boy, oh boy.
David, just like, get help, my guy. Seriously, if you're talking to like a therapist, fire them and get a new one.
Raise your horns up for Disturbed in 2026, maybe. It would suck. This is the only thing that I would say would suck. If February comes around, we're back and here's our new music, and it's just the same shenanigans. That sucks.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, if they just play it off like this, like nothing happened, I feel like this is not going to be the last time we're talking about them.
Are we all just jaded by like Kiss's retirements? They're like, if someone, we hear someone saying they're going away, we don't expect it to be gone for long.
Honestly, well, I mean, no, like, that's not itself problematic. It's scummy a little bit. It's a cash grab, but I mean, like, it's not immoral. Alex, at least not like this.
Alex, repeat what you just said. It really is perfect for this, too.
Nope. Yes.
We don't believe any of them anymore. You say retirement tour, I don't believe you.
And if you say hiatus or going away to take a break,
I don't know. I believe that they're going to come back, and I believe that they're probably going to, I keep saying they, and I need to rewind.
I know, and that sucks too, because it's Disturbed. It's the band that's going away.
Yeah.
But what also, oh, that just hit me. Crap, my bad ideas. That means Mr. Drame is going to have more time for Twitter. A lot more time.
Oh, God.
Hopefully they work on new music and just focus on that, because that's the job. That's your job, dude.
And they could do that comfortably with no time frame, right?
Yeah. You don't need to rush it. I don't assume that the label is saying, we need your 25th album. You know, they're not.
I can't imagine
you,
they do that to Disturbed. Disturbed probably has they have to have some leniency and strongman stuff.
They're not like, they're not some young band they just picked up. It's like, okay, we need 5 albums in 2 years. Go.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't, they're way past that 6 album signing deal.
Yeah, the minimum, and like giving all the giving fees away from their massive tours. So we shall see. I want the best for the situation like this, like either a awakening or a self-awareness moment for David Draymond, or just moving on and like a quick addressing it and trying to move on and do better, because Disturbed still has a lot of fans. I am aware of that. No one's questioning that. And like tours like this that are doing well in heavy music should be celebrated, not questioned.
I'm honestly stoked for the band in this specific moment to get a little bit of a rest and a little bit of reprieve and to just kind of chill without having to worry about what they're waking up to.
Yeah, maybe a break from. Ooh, maybe that's what it is. The other three just want a break from David. Maybe that's it. Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah. Okay. I think we got our thoughts out. I think that was as productive and fair of a conversation as we could have had about Disturbed taking a self-induced hiatus, break, whatever you want to call it, a rest, whatever they want to label it as. I do hope for the best. I really do. So we shall see. Speaking of no rest, however, I don't know if that's the best segue, but I got nothing else. We talked about festival circuits next year. Download just got announced. 2025 download. We were all drooling a little bit. It was an ongoing joke of, hey, so if anyone wants to get us into download, let us know. We'll figure something out. That was there. This year, it's very different from 2025. 2026 download, headlined by Limp Bizkit, Guns N' Roses, and Linkin Park. I do not
have... That offer still stands, by the way.
Yeah.
If anyone can get us in.
See, I do not have a, sound effect, but that's a me thing. I have seen a lot of highs and lows, so I want to start with this. I want to get both your thoughts. So we might all have some conflicting thoughts, but we also probably have a lot of similar thoughts. One positive, the middle card and undercard looks solid. That's a me thing. They have bands I love, bands that I wouldn't mind seeing a second or third time, bands I've never seen before. Things work. Also, they have more bands to be announced. It's already 90 bands deep, and they got more coming. Download always gives you your money's worth. That's one thing I'm always impressed with this festival. So now I go to the big topic for the headliners, and I'll go in order just like I see it there. I'll go last because I think I already gave my thoughts in chat a little bit. So in our private chat, Alex, your thoughts on Limp Bizkit, Guns N' Roses, Linkin Park headlining Download 23. Is that what number they're on? Yeah, 23.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. Honestly, I think this works because it's hitting all of the things that are super high in nostalgia right now. So you've got like the old school metal and Guns N' Roses fans and kind of that headbanger crowd. But also we've talked about how Guns N' Roses kind of overlaps there. So you've got the older crowd. They have more money. Let's just be honest about that.
Yes.
And then we've got Limp Bizkit.
We don't.
So we don't. But then, you know, the millennials and they like the Limp Bizkit and also Linkin Park kind of overriding that millennial Gen Z, you know,
The crossover. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they did a good job. I think this works.
Okay. Rowan, your thoughts on the headliners for 2026?
I know some people are questioning Limp Bizkit and Linkin Park, but like, honestly, I think that's a very cool combo. You know, they were roughly around the same time, like Hot Dog Water and Hybrid Theory came out the same year. If I remember, they're both very machery. They're both very high energy. So like bands, like they're always fun whenever I see one of their shows. Like, I'm excited about that. I feel like that's actually a pretty fun combo. Guns N' Roses, though, that's the outlier for me. And it's not that they can't be good. It's just more like I made my thoughts clear about Guns N' Roses recently. It's like they were good at the time. I do not think they have aged well whatsoever. And really, I genuinely do not think they are worth the attention and money. I don't think their performances have warranted that sort of level.
Okay. No, I mean, that's all well said. My thoughts, like, people know my thoughts on Limp Bizkit in general. If you've been following this channel, I'll say this. That's a big selling point because England shows up for Limp Bizkit. Fred Durst could walk out there, sit on the ground, crisscross applesauce and not sing a lyric or shout anything. That crowd will still go nuts for it. Okay. The crowd shows up in England for Limp Bizkit. I get the money making side of that. This is Limp Bizkit's fourth time at Download, third or fourth. I don't know. Their first time headlining. I don't know if Guns N' Roses has ever headlined. I don't know if Linkin Park's ever headlined. I'll know this though. Linkin Park with the new singer, with Emily and everything. That's a big deal for a lot of people. Guns N' Roses headlining feels different, but I get it. If they're going for nostalgia, like Alex said, yes, that is a move. They have plenty of bands in the middle card that I enjoy. There's bands I don't care about, but there's more stuff that I enjoy than dislike. It does have the DWP feel, the same type of bands. But again, this is about a month after the spring DWP festival. So it kind of makes sense. There's more good than bad. I'll say that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Would I leave early on a day or two? Possibly. Yeah. It might possibly. I mean, I'll be like, it's rainy and it's mud everywhere. I got to get out of here. Download's known as being one of the muddy fests, just as it is. But that's not their fault. They can't control the weather. I would go even if I'm not in love with the headliners. I would still go. Also,
I will agree.
Yeah. Also, one more thing. We'll go around the horn again. Electric Callboy and Baby Metal, they need to be on the same day so they can do the ratatata.
Ratatata.
They have to do that. So
they gotta. I mean, did you guys had to have seen like Courtney performing with Baby Metal in LA and playing My Queen live, right?
Yeah.
I love it when they do that. I love it when they actually get like the guest star. Like they got Poppy out for for Me to You. They got Alex Terrible like for one show. That was awesome.
Yep.
I love those.
There will not be. Go ahead, Alex. There will not be an end of you collaboration here. There's no Poppy Evanescent Spirit Box. So sorry.
There is hope for a Pretty Reckless mashup somewhere, though.
We're getting there.
Pretty Reckless and Hailstorm, you know?
Oh, well, and Slash is going to be there, too. So Pretty Reckless with Slash or something. They could do something.
Well, yeah. And Lizzie Hale and Taylor Momsen are friends. They could do something. We never know. In this day and age, we've seen so many collabs on so many stages at so many festivals. I have high hopes.
Yeah, absolutely. So let us know your thoughts about Download Fest, because I've seen a lot of highs and lows. It's mostly talking about the headliners in the comments. I stand by, even if I don't love the headliners, I would still go to this. Is that a fair way to say it?
That is very fair, because just like what you said, like even the middle ticket, even the bottom tier bands,
yeah,
there are some that I think are super underrated. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, some of you in chat may know this band. We talked briefly about them in the past, but like at the very, very bottom of like this poster, it's impossible to see it because its resolution is garbage.
Yeah,
but
so tall. Yeah.
there is Via Nova is on the ticket, and I freaking love Via Nova. They just had an album come out called Hit It, and that's been one of my favorite albums this year. My friends and I love it so much that we joke about like flying out to London to the UK just to see them. It's so cool that this band is like playing Download. I love it. I'm so happy for them.
Also, the Pretty Wild, Drain, Gay Creeper. There's like other bands you have to zoom in to see, and that's on the smaller frame. Again, more bands coming. Download gives you your money's worth. So I'll always say hats off to that.
I was going to hop in to say the Pretty Wild there on the bottom too.
Did I beat you to it? Yeah. So
you did.
Ooh, Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Wild. Ooh, Baby Metal and the Pretty Wild. That would actually be it. That would be the one. Right?
Interesting.
Just the stage presence of them all doing all the weird gymnastics and stuff. Yeah.
That would be so fun.
Yeah. See? That's one of the good things we get to talk about, everybody. One of the good things. So now I have to switch over. Excuse me just one moment. I hope this does not mess up stream. It might just temporarily. Just one second, everyone, because I got to pull this link. Yes, I do have to stall just a second. It's a Be Right Back screen right now. Sorry, everybody. This is too important. Speaking of Guns N' Roses, turns out there's a little bit of a kerfuffle going on in the Guns N' Roses camp. Some of you might be
going... is there not?
Some of you might be going, yeah, that makes sense. What do you mean? Well, it turns out that there's going to be another lawsuit, it looks like. Goodness. Can you guys see my screen?
Yeah.
Chat, are you still around? I had to pull some shenanigans to make sure OBS was working. Hopefully you can still see my screen. Boy, oh boy. Guns N' Roses sued by their ex-manager over the release of his book, his autobiography, talking about how wild it was to work with Guns N' Roses in the 90s. I'll bet. First of all, glad you survived and you're okay. Yes, I do want to hear your story. Two, what could you possibly sue this man for that you already haven't admitted to? Is it that bad? And then I realized, oh yeah, it probably is.
They probably probably took the stuff that like wouldn't get them arrested, stuff that the statute of limitations has not cleared yet.
In the suits filed yesterday and obtained by Variety, Niven's lawyer, the Alan Niven, the former manager, argues that the confidentiality agreement they signed in 91 was repeatedly breached by three principal members of Guns N' Roses. Yeah, that's how that works. If they breach it, then you can do whatever you want. Singer Axl Rose, guitarist Slash, and bassist Duff McKagan in books and interviews, and that Niven himself was not previously threatened with any legal action for doing so on interviews that touched on his history with the band. So if they already breached it themselves, then the contract doesn't matter anymore. That's a problem.
It's void.
So I don't know what's going to happen with this. I don't know if the book is going to get spread. In my mind, that's just going to make us want to see what's in the book even more. If they're trying to keep it shut from Axl Rose, who already has so much out there about him. So, yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, like what? Stop trying to hide it. It's making it look worse. Yeah, now we want to know what's in it.
Yeah. It's when the teacher says, no one say 6-7 anymore. What's going to happen to all those kids? They're going to say 6-7 is even louder. Well, now we want to know. And Axl Rose is that lame teacher. He also looks like an old lame teacher, which is kind of sad.
He looks like my aunt.
Oh, I'm looking at the picture on screen that the article has from Variety. You see Slash, you see Duff. They've aged pretty well. They really have.
And then, sorry about your aunt, Rowan. Just kidding. No, I didn't mean it the way it sounded. Unfortunate that she has a doppelganger who is Axl Rose is what I meant.
The former manager says that in part because of those statements from Guns N' Roses members, he is allowed to respond to their disparaging statements that storage of the thousands of printed books is racking up storage costs and that Rose never signed the agreement anyhow, among other claims. He is suing so that he can publish his book. That's going to make one of people pre-order it even more. I would.
Right? Maybe this is like some big 3D chess like move or something. Ooh, like
and
that.
The band's
you know?
In on it too. Like they're gonna get a cut.
Yeah, we're gonna make this look like it's worse than it actually is.
If it was from,
it's like these are the secrets that Guns N' Roses didn't want you to know.
If it was from,
that's smart marketing.
Go ahead, Alex.
I was gonna say that. I was just gonna agree. This kind of like, oh no, don't look over here. Don't look over here
for $14.95. Yeah. So
yeah.
Plus shipping and handling.
If it was from a smarter source, I might agree with that. But
we know that they're not the brains behind the operation, though. Let's be honest here.
And they are the operation, too. That's the worst part. Somebody else is doing the thinking. By the way, back to download. I just realized because it's a festival, Axl isn't showing up on time. So if you're going to wait for Guns N' Roses on Saturday night, you better pack up Kindle or a book because you're going to be waiting for an extra hour before him to get on stage.
As I said, he is constantly late and he doesn't even sing that well. Why did we give him the headliner?
But Slash is so fun, though. Look at that guitar. I don't know. I'm trying to think. The Guns N' Roses.
We've talked about this before. Yeah. This is like the parents' hangout spot.
It is.
It's like drop mom and dad off.
And I'm in the middle of the bill.
The parents.
Also,
have
there are bands from the 80s that have aged way better than Guns N' Roses.
There are. But the parents hanging back like at Warped Tour, there's a parent section. And then when Guns N' Roses, the parents rush up. Go to bed, kids. That type of thing. And they have to go to camping. Yeah. At least that makes sense from again. Marketing, I get it. Guns N' Roses fans are beyond diehard. They will buy that $1,000 box set that got re-released a fifth time. They don't care.
Absolutely.
They will totally do it. So, yeah, that news broke either today or yesterday. Yeah, it was today. And man, oh man, headliner announcer for Download Fest. Guns N' Roses sued. Oh, well, win some, you lose some, Axel. I don't know. So,
oh, shocker. I am so surprised.
I know. Like, I think did everyone have a little eye roll when we saw this? Just a little bit of one.
I'm just numb to it, really. I mean, like, when do we get like news about Guns N' Roses and it's not negative?
I was just curious what for this time. I was like, okay, what now?
Both of your statements are 100% accurate and applied to the perfect source right here. Let's talk about something good now. And some of you might be wondering the lineups, like how you feel about stuff like that. Shinedown's Lunatic Ball got announced. This is their little destination vacation festival. Two or three nights in a smaller town, Resort, Florida. Lunatic Ball, 3-day Lunatic. Shinedown playing two of the three nights, two headliner spots. Shinedown fans love them. Shinedown always gives people their money's worth for the live show. That's probably their best strength is the live show, by the way. Lunatic's Ball featuring Bush, Hanson, Flyleaf, Living Color, From Ashes to New, Guardians of the Jukebox, and Neon Mooners. Now,
I recognize some of those names.
Yes. Yeah, so this is where we take our not too often, but sometimes repeated segment, Who Stole Our Idea for Building a Festival? Because it looks like someone did again. This speaks a little bit at random festival building, and we have a market on that. So Shinedown.
I just love the fact that we can have like Come Down and then Mbop like back to back.
Yes.
This is such a weird lineup. It's weird.
it's October 23rd through the 25th in Florida. I do not remember the town name. It's not like a big, it's
Miramar.
Not like Miramar. Thank you.
Miramar Beach.
Do you know where Miramar Beach is? I do not. I don't remember. So it's on the coast. I don't know if it's the Gulf or ocean, like in Atlantic side, but it's like a resort area. You have to get the hotel with it. It's a package. Okay, so this like, because Shinedown said they're never doing a boat. They're not going to do a cruise like Shiprocked or anything. So this is a good solution. Shinedown fans, if they love Shinedown, they want to do the VIP stuff, this is a good idea. I admit, I don't know if Bush Hansen Flyleaf would really get me to drop the big bucks and spend a vacation money to travel for this. That's a meme.
Yeah, no, destination vacation. Yeah. I mean, like, no offense. I don't love any of these like acts too much that I'm willing to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll totally go see Shinedown, Bush, Flyleaf. And if Hansen was our outlier in our rocker flop, let's just say,
you wouldn't
totally go to the show.
It would be fine. Yeah. Locally, like even if you had to drive a little bit, I get it. If that's what you wanted to do, this is not get on a plane festival.
No, and not 3 days.
And not Florida in the fall where it's still disgustingly hot and it's dead hurricane season. Everyone forget about that. You are peak in the storms, everybody.
I mean, like, I will say to that point, in New York, it's starting to get cold. So, you know, I wouldn't mind a little summer, a little southern vacation.
That's a fair statement. And you know what? A lot of people can fly down for a nice little break before the real winter hits. Fine. I don't know. I do feel, or I wish they got a little more out of it. And they could announce bigger names with it because it's a 3-day thing. Shinedown's performing twice. I don't know. Are our expectations too high because it's just festival overload now? And we can't even go to all these festivals with all these big names. And then we see this. It's like, oh, yeah, what a nice little tiny wholesome festival. How quaint.
I feel like it
for $1,000.
I feel like it just genuinely does feel like a festival that we would book. Because like there's always middle of the road bands, you know.
Someone in chat staring down the barrel of an mbop. Goodness.
Now we gotta mention the best one here. Sometimes mbop is a second chance.
I like to imagine an entire audience of people booing and then two or three people just clapping politely. So we move on. I got two of those artists anyway. We now go on to possibly the most Alex Gray article and announcement Alex Gray has ever read in this podcast history. The Pretty Reckless share the reimagined version with their Christmas album that came out this past Halloween. And along with that, we got more news coming in Pretty Reckless form. Alex, any thoughts or statements you would like to make?
I hate Christmas music. I never anticipated getting excited for a Christmas album to be released, yet here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Reckless, for releasing a Christmas album on Halloween.
Yes.
Very, very weird, very random. I appreciate it.
Have either of you heard the album?
Yes.
I still have to. The whole weekend was just like a blur, if I'm being honest.
Alex, how would you describe the last track on the album that's so perverse even my wife couldn't explain it to me in full?
Wait, ooh, I don't remember the track list order. Don't put me on the spot like this.
Okay, fine. Apparently, according to my wife who listened to it, there's a song that's not even innuendo. It's quite literally saying what she wants Santa to do.
Oh, God. Oh. Well, Mrs. Claus has some competition.
My wife says, the lyrics to I Want to Be Your Christmas Tree. That's the song.
Oh, God.
No, I will not be reading the lyrics. No, I don't want.
I can put it together.
the song is making Sabrina Carpenter go, okay, you need to tone it down a little bit. Okay.
You guys remember a couple years ago, I had that Christmas joke. That's what I thought of right there. Mm. Remember? Like, what are you going to put it up in your living room? No, are you going to put it up yourself? No, I'm going to put it up in my living room.
Yeah. If only that song is not that wholesome of it as a dad joke. Not even close. No, it will be not.
I will.
Would you stop saying the lyrics in chat, Gretchen? No.
I will say, though, it is, even if it is the dirtiest song ever, I will still prefer it any day to All I Want for Christmas.
So,
I
admittedly, yes.
When I hear that song now.
I agree with that. And also, the rest of the stuff on there, solid. It's like, this is good new Christmas stuff. You know, we don't get the new Christmas songs that often, if ever, you know, especially from a rock star.
Never. And so it just cracks me up. Like, why did you write this song? Why did you do this? I don't quite get it.
Because it would get her attention, which is funny.
And also the physical release comes November 14th for the album on LP. Along with that, we're getting a Thanksgiving treat. Pretty Reckless, Taylor Momsen, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's a big deal.
That is huge. I can catch I'm that.
Mm-hmm.
Take pictures Rowan, for me, please. And
we got to get you the media pass and got to get you there to see if, like, hey, yeah, I'm covering the show, and you just follow that floats the entire time.
I constantly am like running while taking pictures.
Get running shoes. You got to get like one of those steady cams, the gimbal for your camera and stuff. You got to.
I do it. Have a gimbal. I there have a go. Gimbal.
See, you're halfway. Yeah. Ooh, just get roller skates. Get some roller skates. Make it easier on yourself.
I have a friend who roller skates. Yeah. She actually roller skated the marathon this weekend.
See? So
it all works out.
We don't know when her, like, I say float, her performance will be. You gotta wake up early. Starts 8:30 Eastern, like all Thanksgivings.
I don't think it's gonna start at 8:30 in the morning.
They're not gonna start with her at 8:30. Also, the parade goes for hours and they don't say when is when, because they want you to watch the whole thing. So I'm sure it'll be on YouTube. What's that?
I've never actually watched a Macy's Day Parade.
I've seen
never.
Clips of each one live, like as they're going to wake up, because it's the day off and stuff.
I saw a few when I was like younger, but like it loses its luster after a while.
I know the only other thing I know about this year's one, they will have a Labubu balloon.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I hate that.
A giant one. So they're definitely adapting to the times. Taylor Momsen and Labubu. Ooh, on the same floats. Would that work?
It was cool when they did Goku. No, I hate that they're doing a Labubu.
Alex already nixed that, and Rowan's nixing it also. So I guess my idea is shot down. Sorry, Labubu Momsen fans.
I think it's fantastic that the Pretty Reckless is actually getting this exposure, because this is nuts. Don't usually see
a rock band ever.
Yeah, exactly. No rock bands ever, let alone a younger rock band, which see, the Pretty Reckless still is.
They are. You'll see like an 80s band or something like that, like Journey pop on there just to do something. Or you'll see the poppiest of pop stars or something like that. You don't get something like this. Maybe I don't even know the last. Somebody in chat can inform me if, like, what's the latest rock band of contemporary currents that performed on a Macy's Day Parade. I have no idea.
Me neither.
Yeah, contemporary current, even a and five, I have no idea.
Even a 5-year window, like these guys were big 5 years ago, even that I would accept. I don't even know off the top of my head. So
I just imagine that, like, for this year's Macy Day Parade, the whole thing is going to be upstaged by, like, this news of, like, this one 20-year-old photographer on roller skates with a gimbal just eating shit on the pavement, trying to follow the Pretty Reckless.
Our next story.
I am in a hospital bed or something with, like, my face covered in bandages.
And the t-shirt has the Podcast That Rocked logo with our three faces on it.
Have you guys played Mouthwashing? I look like the guy from that game.
I know. I've heard of the game. I heard of it, but I haven't seen it yet. So
it's a good game.
Taylor, bam. Right in New York City, too. Oh,
yeah, because I'm roller skates trying to balance a gimbal.
And the parade will not stop. So the floats are just going to go over your body. Absolutely.
You can do like a photo. How dystopian of a photo would it be if it's just like me on the pavement bleeding out, and there's like the Labubu float in the background?
Happy Thanksgiving.
That'll be the title card.
Oh, my God. Now I want to do that just so I can put that on a postcard and make a bank.
And we'll get you the Meta glasses, not from Meta, but like whatever earlier ones, like they have the built-in camera, so that we get the POV as well.
Oh, I got a buddy who has those. Yeah. I could so grab those.
All right, we're going to move on to one serious thing. This is the shenanigan we have to talk about. Not really the shenanigan, but just I do want to point this out because I'm glad someone's trying to take accountability. It was last year that Anti-Flag's Justin Sane got busted for many, many, many allegations of years of abuse towards ladies. Years of it. He got sued. He's paid a lot of money to people that he's abused and stuff like that. Band members have now come out again because they're still dealing with feeling guilty about it all. They didn't know. And the band's been done since all this got busted. There's like, no, we can't do this. We're Anti-Flag. We can't just keep going with this. Chris number two. I want to acknowledge the harm my former bandmate caused, and I am truly sorry that our response to it did not center the needs of survivors. Again, it's not his fault, and I get that. He just wanted to say, we're done, we can't do this anymore. But it's a difficult time in this world. Please be gentle with yourselves and each other. This is like a 3-page slide on Instagram. The experience left me feeling emotionally stuck and uncertain, but it's also motivated me to learn and change. So even he is realizing, okay, I want to help with the survivors and things. It took time. But even he is still showing more remorse and public accountability, and he didn't do anything. So I wanted to give like points to someone that realizes, okay, when a band member does something truly heinous and it ruins the band, that does not mean everyone else in the band is trash.
Yeah. I'm super glad that we see some public condemnation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a tough situation whenever you, I gotta imagine it's a tough situation for the rest of the band, because it's like, you knew this person, or you thought you knew this person.
I
wouldn't think
the guy
that they would be capable of this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, when they do this, you, like, you yourself feel betrayed, and you just question your whole relationship and everything you feel about them.
Yep.
Totally. It's a hard situation on all fronts.
It is, especially for a band that was very active and promoting fairness and equality and not abusing people. And then he was doing everything but. So you could still like if you like Anti-Flag, their old albums and stuff, that's fine. You didn't know, like, you can't blame that on yourself either. So I'm just glad, again, that's a good, you know, that's a good rule, like a moral for today's podcast. Just because one band member sucks doesn't mean the rest of the band is awful. Anti-Flag, Disturbed, Guns N' Roses. Wow, we covered quite a few this week. I didn't. Well, OK, then.
Yeah.
Odd theme. Final thing, and then we'll move on to our weekly stuff. And this is going to leak into what Alex has for our upcoming tours. Big Fatty Arena Tour coming to South and North America, because AC/DC is going to play until they drop. Power Up Tour, big old stadiums, at the football stadiums and the soccer stadiums, starting February, going through the summer, ending in September. Four stops in South America through Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, Argentina, and then all through North America. So and a couple in Canada. So if you have not seen AC/DC live yet, I hate to say it this way, clock's really ticking. Go see your favorite bands live when you get the chance. So, have either of you seen AC/DC live?
Yes.
Like it?
I haven't, but
I was going to say. Rowan, you have not. Alex, did you like it when you saw it?
It was good. It was AC/DC. I mean, they sounded very AC/DC. There was nothing crazy. They didn't sound bad. Mm-hmm. They were rambunctious old men, for sure.
I was going to say, my dad's seen them three times. They're one of his favorites. And every single time, he has had nothing but good things to say about them.
I feel like they're the fun, rambunctious old men. Like the ones that, like, when you see them at the nursing home, you're like, you're happy to see them, you know? Like, you know, they're just causing shenanigans and living their good life. Not saying they're nursing home level. I'm just saying that analogy. So that's where I'm at. I hope to see him live. I don't think I'll get to shoot them. I'm pretty sure they don't need the photographers, but, you know, that's just me thinking out loud. Let's go check now, however. We're going to go to our upcoming tours and albums, and then we'll get to Song of the Week and everything else. Alex, do you have our upcoming tours got announced this week, along with AC/DC?
Yes. George Thorogood just announced Baddest Show on Earth Tour 2026. El Nino announced a Latin American tour for next year. The Descendants and Frank Turner are co-headlining a 2026 tour. Psychonaut just announced a European tour for 2026. We've got Slam Dunk returning in the UK 2026. They've got two dedicated heavy stages coming up next year. So yeah, that'll be rad. Halloween and Beast in Black, North American tour. Megadeth announced their farewell Latin American tour dates. Billy Gibbons is going to be on tour next year, and then AC/DC and Till Lindemann. He's doing the Mein Welt tour like right now, kicked off last Thursday. And at the end of the concert, he announced his own festival, Tillfest, which will be taking place July 3rd and 4th of 2026.
Very cool.
Festival slogan there is one festival, two shows, two worlds. We don't have any bands or anything yet.
I'm assuming it'll be weird and over the top and visually insane. Is that safe? Also, final thing before we go to Rowan's albums. Do you think Slam Dunk Fest is going to get new security this year? Or are they going to bring back the old security from last year? Because I think we have footage that we could pull up that shows they probably need to hire anyone else, literally anyone else. So Rowan, how about albums coming out November 7th?
Before I get into albums, I first want to bring up a single released by Australian metalcore band Future Static. There's Nowhere Else to Go. Just dropped today. It's awesome. Guys, if you don't know Future Static, they are really awesome. They had their debut album come out 2 years ago called Liminality, and it's awesome. You guys would really like them, especially you, Axe. It's a girl-fronted metalcore band, and also it's co-lead vocals, really, for like a bassist and like the singer.
If you have a link, send it to me. I'll put it in like the write-up and stuff, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
I got you later. Yeah. Afterward, besides that, we got Agnostic Front coming out with Echoes in Eternity, Finger 11, Last Night on Earth, Astronoids releasing Star God, Caskets is releasing The Only Heaven You'll Know. That I'm honestly, that's the one I'm looking forward to the most. Caskets, like, me and my friends have been listening to the singles, and we love them, like, every time we listen to them. And then finally, we got Danny Brown coming out with Stardust. I know Danny Brown is not really a rock or metal like act, but you know what, he has a very deep appreciation for rock music, especially Joy Division. I think he's worth mentioning.
Very cool. Good stuff. Friday should be a fun one. So we already hinted at it a little bit, however, I'll play it when it comes up, and I'll try to look it up right now. Alex, choice for song of the week, what is that song, Alex?
Where Are You, Christmas by The Pretty Reckless.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
It was appropriate.
It came out on Halloween, which was perfect. And I hate Christmas music. That is not a secret. But hearing this redone in the Pretty Reckless, you know, vibe, I suppose we could say, was fun. It was cool because it harkens back to that nostalgia again. I mean, we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, starring Taylor Momsen as Cindy Lou Who, and they really did a great job of pulling that in to this cover. Yeah. So definitely check it out. It'll give you all of the feels from childhood and then also kind of rock.
Yeah. I gotta say,
it's fun.
Also, every now and then, Taylor Momsen pulls the fashionista side of her. This is a great Christmas look for the rock crowd. The combat boots and the red dress. That's all you need for
honestly,
Christmas
she's
dinner.
She's very stylish.
There you go. So Taylor Momsen's Pretty Reckless Christmas. I hope they have to do that at the parade, right? They have to.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be the reason. There's nothing else they would. I don't think they would be allowed to play some of their other material on live TV. They could try. But I feel like this one is just perfect for what they're going to do. So
it's so good. It's really fun. Definitely check it out. Another fun fact for November 5th, the Pretty Reckless released their fourth single to hit number one on Billboard on November 5th, 2016 with Take Me Down. They're officially at 8 as of Halloween. On Halloween, For I Am Death went number one.
Well,
so they've
then.
Got 8 number one singles now on the Billboard chart, and they have the most number one singles by a female fronted rock act.
That is an accomplishment.
That's
because
awesome.
There have big names to get that. So you know what? Perfect timing for them to hit that record too. So they could talk about that on the parade, like the announcers, whoever's like reading all the notes on the teleprompter, they could say something like that too. That's perfect.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Good job. Good job. Pretty Reckless. Good job, Taylor Momsen. What was her name in Gossip Girl? I never remember. My wife likes Gossip Girl.
So she just posted it in the chat. Little J. I have never watched Gossip Girl.
There you go. Yeah, Gretch.
Isn't it Jenny?
Yeah, my wife typed it in like moments before I asked. So yes, Little J from Gossip Girl sure has grown up. That is correct. So let's get to some super chats. Bam, bam. From Elliot. Either Disturbed or taking a break to work on a new album would make sense considering that one new song they dropped in February. I totally forgot about that. They did have a song come out earlier this year, or it's for the exact reason that we're thinking of. Can only theorize. Yeah, it's fair to theorize too, because I don't know. It goes back to what we've already harped on too much. We want to talk with the other band members. We've heard enough from David Draymond.
Yeah.
We want to talk to the other guys. Yep. From Homeschooled Punk. Unfortunately, this will be my last time listening live for a bit of Daylight Savings. I live in Arizona, which will still listen after podcast is posted. Might stop in for a super chat here or there. Well, thank you, Homeschooled Punk. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Daylight Savings time is a scam. It's weird, but we're still doing it.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid. We got to be like Arizona.
Yeah,
absolutely. You
know, yeah. See, the thing is, it made sense 1800s and before. Yeah, that makes sense. Not now. So
nope.
Also, Homeschooled Punk. Oh, also, I'm seeing Koyo this upcoming Sunday. Awesome emo hardcore band from New York. OK, then Koyo, K-O-Y-O. Good recommendation. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I think we're set. Do we have an album versus album this week? You were muted for a second. Did you say it again?
I said, no, I forgot about that.
We'll have a break from Album Versus Album for the sole reason that I didn't think of one either. So you know what that means. We're going to go book some festivals.
Woo!
We have to make up for last week. There's no exception, okay? There's no excuse. Last week was a bit bonkers. At one point, we had drunk Wes Scantlin playing Nirvana covers for someone's hard-earned festival. And that's rough.
Oh, God.
I'm so happy that finally landed. Though that had been in that folder for months. Never landed on it once. So we'll do our festival first because we did it over 50 likes. Thank you so much for hitting the like button, everybody, while we've been having our shenanigans live. All right. We'll name our festival after for ours. Band number one, Knuckle Puck. We get them every now and then. Okay.
It's a big game a lot.
Yeah. Number two, Flogging Molly. Okay. Interesting vibe for this. Number three, Escape the Fates. I don't know what the vibe of our festival is. This definitely feels like a low budget radio station festival that and the intern forgot to book everything the last day. And number four, Three Teeth. So what kind of random? Yeah, you know what? We actually got a good random festival. This is exactly what it should be. Knuckle Puck, Three Teeth, Flogging Molly, Escape the Fate. The audience is just going to be as confused as we are. Who's all going?
Can I just
ask something? Can I ask something? Have we ever established like the context of us getting to the venue? Like, am I going to have to fly to like whatever like no. middle of nowhere Kansas town this place takes?
No, our three tickets, like our travel arrangements are taken care of because we're booking it. However, we still got to travel. Like, you still got to get on a plane or go somewhere for it.
I've always thought of it as it's just like somewhere local. Close so okay. that we don't take.
Okay. How about this? It's within a 2 hour.
Yeah, we go
range.
Through a portal.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have bullet trains in the US yet. So how about this? It's within a 2 hour window for whatever our festival is. Okay.
I still gotta say no, because like honestly, it's not that I really hate any of the acts. It's just more like I'm not really all that familiar with any of the acts.
Someone just said the best festival to hit Wyoming. Oh. Yeah, like Flogging Molly's fun. Love Three Teeth. I don't know if this would warrant me traveling or even driving too far.
I wouldn't even drive down the street except to see Three Teeth.
You'd want to listen to Three Teeth and then just go on your way to drive through somewhere for something to drink.
Yeah, I like Three Teeth a lot.
Yeah, but yeah. So that's our festival. What will we even call this? First of all, yes. What will we call this festival?
One Tooth Festival.
Okay, that's one tooth more thought than whoever booked this one. So, all right, ours can be bad, but we have two more festivals to schedule right now. Yeet Fest, you're up first. Let's break the streak. Yeet Fest, band number one. The Interrupters, we get them every now and then. That's a nice little one. Number two. Mm-hmm. Oh no!
For those if it's going to be like one of my favorite bands, I'm going to be pissed.
For those listening, it landed on the next band will be done by Kidz Bop. Rowan said, oh no, and Alex got a glare on her eyes like I insulted her family. So
my face is angry.
All right. If I had a drum roll, I'd play it. Who is Kidz Bop going to cover? Power Man 5000.
Oh, good God.
Alex does not get Power Man 5000, but she gets preteens pretending to dance to Power Man 5000 on a lip sync track.
Oh, no. You get mid-20-year-olds dancing to Power Man 5000 to children.
When I saw them live, it was like teenagers. Like, it was like young high school, junior high. Same principle.
I'm thinking like...
Yeah, the grown-ups that sing. No. We're getting the kids doing a pre-recorded track to When Worlds Collide and Supernova Goes Pop.
What is it going to be? This is what it's like when squirrels collide? I don't know. What is this? I hate it.
Yeah.
Alex is definitely going to be at the bar for that one.
I'm leaving.
Number
I'm
three, Amada Marth. I don't know.
Amada Marth. I Kidz Bop on the same stage.
Yes. I don't know, guys. I actually kind of want to go now just to see what kind of shenanigans this causes. And number four, St- stitched up heart. So you know what? I don't know. I'm on a Marth. Then we have the Interrupters, Stitched Up Heart, and opening up is Kidz Bop performing the hits of Power Man 5000.
See, I'm going to go just because I think it would be hilarious just to watch a bunch of like parents and their young children seeing Amon Amarth live.
Yeah, and seeing like the actors like pretend to have the Viking fight after like two sets after these little kids dance to Nobody's Real and other songs from Power Man 5000's days. Yes, I'm going. I don't know how well it's going to sell. I don't know. Alex, well,
I will go, but I'm so bummed I don't get to see Power Man 5000.
You get to kind of hear him. You hear the work.
You get the made for TV version of Power Man 5000.
Yeah,
man, it's worse than radio edits, and radio edits can be really hard. Yeah,
it is worse than radio edits. This is like kids performing a skit on a second grade play of what the band is, and they all have like the spaceman helmets and stuff while they're dancing around. There you go, just to make it worse. Oh.
Yeah.
Everyone, man. In chat, I see yeses, even though everyone is making the identical complaints that we are. Like, obviously identical. Going for the chaos. Okay, so I'm going to say yes. We are aware of the problems.
Again, I just imagine like a whole crowd of young children, and then just Alex just standing in the middle of it with like a 40 just chugging that.
And glaring at the kids like angrily with their arms folded. You little brats.
These are not the right words.
You're not
what are
you Spider.
Guys doing?
You're not
wrong.
Spider One. Spider One's smart and cool than all of you.
It's like, who's the scary lady? Why is she yelling at us?
She's like she's the mean director of Kidz Bop. You're not getting the lyrics right, Susie.
Oh. Yeah, it's like you're sucking. Throw your bottle at them.
Oh.
The song is not about donuts. The song is about pizza. What are you doing?
Oh, that's right. They have to make every song about something that kids love. Okay.
Yes, something weird. Yeah. That's why I'll be like, you know, that's not the real words.
And my wife. Okay. She's gonna do that.
To kids, yeah.
But not even to the kids, to the parents that don't even want to be there either. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, by the way, my wife informed me, Kidz Bop released a new cover this week of another Sabrina Carpenter song. So yeah, they'll cover anything.
Oh, yeah, again, like Alex just grabs like a parent, just like, you know, these aren't the right words, right? You know,
totally doing Spider One an injustice, right? Yeah. Why are you here?
You know what he's really singing
it's like,
about,
can you
right?
Please get your hands off of me, strange woman.
You know, this song's really about a political, sociopolitical imbalance in the system, right? You know that, right?
You
all right.
To be like, mommy.
To a 4-year-old? Yes. All right.
You don't want to know about politics, mom.
Yeah. Homeschool Punk, we got Homeschool Fest. Thank you again. Hope we will see you soon. Or just tuning in. Just leave comments. Talk in chat, you know? Leave comments after you watch it if you can't watch live. Here we go. Number one for Homeschool Fest. Breaking Benjamin. Okay, we actually have more of a traditional festival. You know, this actually feels like a festival so far. Number two, The Cure. We got them last week, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did. All right.
Shame.
Shame, but skipping. Breaking Benjamin. Number two, Weird Al Yankovic. We also got last week. All right, randomizer. You got to get the new stuff. Number two, 303. Breaking Benjamin and 303. Number three, Def Leppard. You know what? Def Leppard and Breaking Benjamin, that feels like a festival lineup, you know? And number four, Weezer. Well, you know what?
We're making money.
It may not be the most cohesive fest, but Homeschool Fest is going to make us some money, and that's what matters. Rowan, you going?
Hell yeah.
Alex, you going?
I'm going to get Buddy Hollied.
Yeah. You know what? No reason I wouldn't go to something like this. Come on. Def Leppard's still a blast. It's fun. Breaking Benjamin, Weezer. It's fine. You know what's going to complain about this. People would want to go to this if it was in your town. So someone said, Jen, hey, look, a real festival. yes, I'm going. Absolutely. Festival is wild. Yes, sure. All right.
See, what I'm going to do is that I'm just going to wait till Weezer plays the guitar lick from Buddy Holly. I'm going to record that, and then I'm going to send it to Jay Schlatt over on his channel, and I'm going to have him react to it. If you guys know, he hates that song so much because his chat keeps spamming that guitar riff over and over again. There's whole compilations of it. It's hilarious.
Gross. Yeah, that'd get a little obnoxious after a while. Here we go. So we now go over here. Whoa, what's going on now? Bam, bam, bam. As we got Weezer, let me stop sharing. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us on this lovely Wednesday for us, at least. Hope you all are doing fantastic. We will be back next week as well. Hopefully we can talk about, whoa, that's my camera. Oops. There I am. Stop streaming. There we go. Hopefully we will be able to talk next week about bands that don't have a singer that's causing drama or problems or anything like that. That's the dream that we always go for. Alex, anything
you're thinking?
Yes, exactly. Positive thoughts, positive affirmation. Alex, anything you'd like to add before we start wrapping it up?
Yes. You guys, guess what? I finally saw Garbage.
What?
Yeah.
They're playing in LA tonight. And so I took a trip to Phoenix and saw them a few days ago on Sunday.
Did you get to meet? Did you get to meet Shirley Manson? Oh, you're wearing Shirley Manson, aren't you? Yeah.
Yes, I am. I am. Well, I am wearing Shirley Manson. I got to talk to them. It was fantastic.
I'm so glad you got to, because they're never coming back to the States again, apparently. So you nailed it right on your timing. Yeah.
I know. I had to. I'm like, this is the last chance, last official headline tour. I have to do it
to see him here. Like, let's be honest, you would totally try. You would fly to Europe if you had the chance for them.
Oh, absolutely. So, well, okay. And I still might now.
Yeah, that's true. Nothing's holding you back. Rowan, anything you would like to add?
I mean, like, I almost went to a concert that I really wanted to go. So, like, in November 1st, Saturday night, I'm going clubbing with my buddies, and we're on Meadow Street. And literally, like, the next door from the rave that we were at, Signs of the Swarm was playing. And I was and I was kind of sad, because, like, I could sort of hear them. And it's just like a thing where it's like, they're right there! Mm-hmm. But, like, no one else in my friend group likes deathcore. I could never convince them to go with me.
That's not an accessible deathcore either. Like, that's not, like, your first taste of deathcore. Signs of the Swarm's a little bit deeper in there, so.
Yeah.
It happens.
Shame, though, because I love that new album so much.
They'll be around. You'll get to see them.
I know. It's just like, they're just right there.
Thank you all so much. I will have a new video up next week, working on some other things for November. I'm working with Heavies and stuff, too. More Heavies content coming. As a glimpse into the future, Heavies is going to do something kind of like we do. Like, last year we picked a song of the year, an album of the year. Heavies wants to do actual, like, voting. Like, for things like that. So we'll have stuff like that on our podcast too. If you want to see more of my face, why? But you can on Heavies. So thank you so much. We'll check you out next week. Alex, do you have any joke that you can try to get us? Because last week you got both of us.
All right, hang on a sec. There we go. I'm ready.
The prep, yes.
Yeah. Here, let me just bring up a picture of sad puppies. Okay, there we go. What's up?
Wow, no. I do not encourage this type of behavior.
That means if you laugh at the joke, that makes you look like a psycho because you laughed with a picture of dead or sad puppies in front of you.
Come on, we got to go into this neutral.
Yeah, neutral is a good term, like a good way to look at it. Okay. Ready?
All right. So, ready? Okay, ready. A screwdriver is sitting at the bar. A guy looks over at him and says, "You know, there's a drink named after you." Screwdriver looks over and says, "There's a drink called Steve."
You laughed at that dumb joke? Oh, goodness. First of all, yes, the joke succeeds. Second of all, Rowan. Goodness.
Okay, you cannot give me crap for this. You and I have had this like situation, but it's me who holds out, and you're the one who laughs, and I have given you crap for that, but then you brush that off entirely. Yeah. Do not high road me here.
Steve? Oh, someone took the high road, and it wasn't either of us. It's Alex getting you with Steve. The punchline was Steve. That's what's gotcha.
I mean, like, chat, somewhat. One of you has probably, right, is chat, probably a psychopath who saves all this stuff.
I got to
see. One word, it was a stupid punchline, and he laughed, and I didn't. It's out there. I know it is.
Someone said goal, goal, goal. Throwing pumpkins. Yep. Ha, throwing tomatoes.
Someone has, like, the buffering circle.
Yeah, I see that too. I don't even know what that thinking about mean. It. This one you have to think about? This is the one that you need an explanation? No. I did not. So I did not like that. Raffle, WTF, rolling on the floor. Someone named a drink after me. Oh, and that's from Steve Nader. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Jack Black, my name is Steve.
Okay, well, now we all know how to make Rowan lose it. Just say the name Steve and he's done.
I'm glad I named my screwdriver Steve.
Yeah, a screwdriver Steve. Ooh, Alex, if like next week a joke bombs, just say Steve, Steve, Steve at the end and you're set.
Wow. Okay.
What's this game called? I win.
It's called I Win. Steve, see? I win.
You guys are so adamant that this is like, oh, wow. How'd you, like, why is this the one they made you break? I mean, no, like, no. As if you haven't laughed at dumb ones before. No,
I totally have. Set many. And also, nothing beats, as we start wrapping things up, nothing beats last. It was last year when Alex told the stairs joke and chat literally thought it was like a comedic surgeons. The funniest new joke just got told and we were all staring and going, like, what the heck's wrong with all of you?
Yeah. I don't trust them. Yeah. They're always up to something.
Chat, please let us know what you're like. Leave a comment of what you want to be called. Like the collective name for everyone in chat. There has to be something. So
Steve.
Not the Steve. Hey, Steve's. No, we are not doing that. That doesn't even make sense. No, that's so dumb.
That would be so funny, though. It'd be like, oh, yeah. Here's
what's up, Steve?
Here's our chat. Here's our audience. If we ever do a live show, it's like, what's up, Steve?
How you Steve's doing out there? Oh, no. Lame. No.
Podcast that rocked Steve's. That's our fan club.
The Steve's that rocked? Yes. Oh, goodness. Where's the outro? Where's the ending? There. Ending soon. Oh,
has a Ellie Steve Nuts.
No, boo.
I agree, boo. All right, everyone. We'll see you next week. Can we have Steve Fex next week? I guess, if we can get through it without having a total derailment. Hey, guys, Steve here. Oh. Good night, everybody.